It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. Hundreds of thousands of people across America saw this the other day on their local news stations.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias. And
this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
That, of course, was the mashup of the many individual local affiliate announcements. I think Deadspin produced or at least disseminated that mashup. It's a script that anchors from all those local TV stations owned by the conservative Sinclair Broadcast Group were required to read on the air. And some people were very concerned, creeped out, disturbed, angered by that required script reading. So let's talk about this with reporter David Croman from Crosscut. Hi, David.
Hello.
And Bob Garfield, co-host of On the Media. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bill.
Good to talk to both of you. David, you've been following the story in Seattle. Local station Como News is one of the stations in that clip. Can you tell me the thumbnail story of that script?
Sure. It sort of dates back to 2013 when Como was sold to Sinclair, which among some of the staff there has always been a little bit of a controversy, but it sort of really became public almost exactly a year ago when Scott Livingston, the vice president of news at Sinclair, passed out a recording of him reading essentially the same script about fake news and mandated that Como and other Sinclair stations ran it. Como sort of became, got some national attention. They were written about in the Washington Post, the New York Times, because they had actually sort of tried to push back on this, burying this. But the concern for a lot of people there at the time was that viewers would not necessarily be able to tell the difference between this as a regular segment versus this being sort of commentary from the people at Sinclair. So what we're seeing lately is actually that same script that Scott Livingston was reading at the time, but now it's actually the local anchors that need to be reading it.
Bob Garfield, did you feel this was a troublesome blurring of commentary versus local anchors reading you the news?
Well, you know the answer to that question. It's yeah, among many other highly disturbing aspects of this whole thing. It's the blurring of reporting and opinion. It is the imposition of the corporate will on presumably independent journalists. It is a propaganda campaign over the public airwaves. It is a bunch of nasty stuff, not to mention just hypocritical to a fairly well.
Nasty. So let me read a chunk of the commentary. It says, "We're concerned about the troubling trend of irresponsible, one-sided news stories plaguing our country." So far, to me, that sounds like a typical image spot that my local anchor's reading. They're going to tell me that they're not irresponsible and one-sided. "The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media." Okay, that's not controversial. "More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories, stories that just aren't true, without checking facts first." Okay, some media outlets, I assume that's not, they're saying not us, okay? "So, unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think." Is that where we've waded into the nasty area, Bob? It sounds like an image spot.
It's all problematic.
Why?
Well, it doesn't sound that way to me. It sounds to me like all of the talking points that political conservatives, especially on the far right, and right-wing media have been spewing for 50 years. The notion that some monolithic mainstream media have a left-wing agenda that they're trying to impose on you, and that they will spare no sinister behavior to make that happen.
Well, Bob, not only did this announcement
hypocrisy, though, that I was alluding to earlier, was that that is only placing that is only happening in one part of the ideological spectrum, and that is the explicitly politically right-wing media, which is does have an explicit agenda to counterbalance what they perceive as a liberal bias in ordinary reporting.
One more comment about that.
They have made very true what their allegation is, only they're the ones doing the harm.
Bob, not only does this message not mention mainstream media or liberal bias or left wing, it says at Como, or whatever your station is, it's our responsibility to pursue and report the truth. We understand truth is neither politically left nor right. So they even added a sentence to reassure you that they're not talking about left wing bias.
Well, I would say that your close reading of this text is as charitable as could possibly be. Uh-huh. But I am the oldest living American, and I've been listening to these complaints and this dog whistling to the political right now for five decades. And I know pot shots at the supposed left-wing media monolith when I hear them, and that's what's taking place here. And their assertions aren't even especially true. Yes, there's a whole lot of bad reporting done out there. I make a living finding fault with it. But the notion that we are awash in politically inflected left-wing politics, inflected reporting, masquerading as straight journalism, is and has been baloney for, you know, decades.
David Croman, your first story about Sinclair came out a year ago, and you say that you hadn't fully understood what you were seeing at the time. What do you wish you had known?
I mean, I just think that, yeah, I can only sort of speak specifically to Como, but I think that there's sort of a broader context here where that, as I'd mentioned before, when we the Scott Livingston piece about false news was sort of the first time we'd seen this sort of come out publicly. But, you know, I think for the people at Como, this was sort of the culmination of many years of sort of some tension that they were experiencing. It was a recent sale. Sinclair had a reputation already. You know, recall that Sinclair was sort of behind that 2004 John Kerry Swift boat story. They were a big purveyor of that. So I guess when I said, you know, I wasn't sure what I was seeing at the time, I think it was, had I been doing the coverage over again, I would have sort of put it in that broader context a little bit. And I think now we're sort of, the broader media landscape has sort of caught on to what's going on here and is putting it in that context.
Bob Garfield, how is the presence of Sinclair different from the fact that we've had Fox News for decades now?
Well, Fox News is explicitly branded as what it is, counter-programming to the perceived bias of the political left that is supposedly has infected all of mainstream journalism, right? That's what they're there for. Everyone who tunes in understands that. Local news stations have an entirely different relationship with their audiences. Audiences, for whatever reason, because there's generally not much news going on in local news, but in any event, have an intimate relationship with their anchors. They perceive them as friends, community members. There's an enormous amount of trust that somehow has been built up with all of those remote shots of reporters in front of yellow police tape talking about what happened there yesterday. Mm-hmm. But in any event, the relationship is very different. And it's not explicit. On the contrary, it is masquerading as the work of individual journalists just sharing what's on their mind. It isn't that. It is propaganda written from a distant corporate headquarters and imposed under what could be, you know, 200 and something like 50 stations around the country, reaching more than half of the population. It's sinister.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. I would like to get a take from each of you. David Croman in Seattle, would you recommend, you rub shoulders with journalists, would you say to a Como news anchor, this is sinister and nasty, to use Bob's word, and you ought to quit?
I wouldn't go that far to think I know what's best for people at Como. You know, the reality is it's very complicated. It's a bad landscape for reporters in general and for TV reporters. There are not jobs out there. There's been some reporting recently about the contracts that they've signed, which make it difficult, that are sort of difficult to get out of. And, you know, I've talked to people in recent days who genuinely do feel like their local news reporting has not been influenced by Sinclair. So, I don't think there's an easy answer to that question. I don't have it.
Bob Garfield, got an easy answer?
No, I mean, I'd quit, but I would never impose that on somebody else. You quit your job, the consequences are quite dire. And, there may be some hope in riding out what may be a passing storm. There's a lot of possibilities, but I could never tell someone to give up his or her livelihood. Anyway, however bad Sinclair is, local news is so catastrophically terrible already. I'm not sure that this is going to make all that much difference at the local level.
Bob Garfield is the co-host of WNYC's On the Media, which you hear Sunday evenings, 6 o'clock here on KUOW. Reporter David Croman from Crosscut here in Seattle. We've been talking about the Sinclair scripted announcements that so many news anchors have read across the country, including at Como. Bob Garfield, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you.
Pleasure's mine, Bill.
David Croman, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate you having me.
Good to talk to you, too. It's The Record on KUOW Seattle. Sarah Vowell is with us in just a moment. Stay tuned.